The next patient is Delfina Redondo. The last name is R-E-D-O-N-D-O. She's the clinical case of a 79-year-old Cuban female that has a history of arterial hypertension, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia that has been treated. At the Central Florida Healthcare, by Emily Polhamus. Emily, E-M-I-L-Y. Polhamus is P-O-L-H-A-M-U-S A-R-M-P. Period. She was found with a decrease in the estimated GFR. A laboratory workup was done on August the 25th of 2023, and the serum creatinine is 1.3, the BUN is 32, the estimated GFR is 42. The patient has a clean urinalysis, and the protein, the albumin creatinine ratio is below 30. Period. The patient does not have a history of a urinary tract infections, no history of hematuria. She doesn't have any problems in terms of complaints. She has a remote history of kidney stones more than 30 years ago. It seems to me that this patient has some degree of nephrosclerosis associated to the other comorbidities. However, there is no active kidney disease at the present time. In order to assess the case, we are going to order the pertinent laboratory workup, an kidney ultrasound, and we are going to see her after the lab work is done. Number two, arterial hypertension. The patient claims that in the outpatient setting, the blood pressure is lower than we obtained in this visit, that was 185 over 78. The patient has not taken the medications today. I am going to request the patient to continue taking the medications as prescribed. The patient has a history of gastroesophageal reflux disease and omeprazole, history following number osteoporosis on calcitonin nasal spray, following number a vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested in a 18 minutes reviewing the referral, in the face-to-face 18 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes.